This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Shaoning and Julian. We're running a poll this morning on the BFM Twitter account. That's at BFM Radio. We're asking you, should vaping be regulated the same way as tobacco products? Do tell us why or why not. And the reason why we're asking this is because there's some reports that in the last year, Malaysia's illegal vaping market has apparently doubled in size.
That's right. JTI, or otherwise known as Japan Tobacco International Malaysia, has valued the market, the size of the illegal vaping market at about 2 billion ringgit. And JTI Managing Director Cormac O'Rourke says that it's hard to gauge the actual value because price points are not easily established.
Yes, O'Rourke says that the illegal vaping is now growing at an alarming rate. It follows the trends of the illegal cigarette trade, actually.
Yep, so illegal cigarettes and vaping products all in total now account for 70% of total consumption in Malaysia. And according to this JTI study, this fast-growing market of illegal vaping has impacted JTI Malaysia's legitimate cigarette volumes. But it also showed that over 90% of the people in the study moved directly from legitimate cigarettes into illegal vaping.
So that's right. So now JTI has brought its war. In the past, it used to wage a war against illegal cigarettes right now.
I think the war is still ongoing. This is just another facet of it. Right?
So now it's also taking its war to illegal vaping, which makes sense to me. But I think we should not detract the attention from one or two things. The first thing is that the government needs money, right? It needs to fund its fiscal policy or budget deficit or whatever. And it needs to fill up its coffers. And secondly, why are our borders so porous that it's so open to smuggling, right? The fact that this is affecting JTI's business and business model, I think that that's fine. It's acceptable that they give that excuse. But as a policy, the government really needs to look into this because they need to tax, they need the money, and they need to prevent illegal smuggling.
Yes, we actually have, according to Euromonitor, Malaysia has the highest instance of illicit cigarette penetration in the market at 63%, highest in the world, mind you. So considering the fact that we also do have a fairly high excise duty, so excise duties currently are at 40 cent per stick on the legal cigarette market, why is it that the illicit cigarette penetration is still so high? The answer, therefore, must be enforcement or the lack thereof. And this was something that even the Customs Department a couple of years ago acknowledged, that they had a weak control at the borders and they were still seeing a lot of illicit cigarettes coming through, some of them through transshipment. So what that means is that essentially containers full of cigarettes will come in, say that they're going to be just stopping by and in our ports and then moving on to other countries, but in reality they don't leave. Other cases are that they are underdeclared. So a legitimate shipment will come in and say they have 200,000 packets, but in fact they only declare about 100,000. So there are all of these ways to essentially circumvent our border controls that the customs agency doesn't actually have a handle on those yet.
But it's a function of our nation, the fact that we are quite, we are an island, we're kind of a peninsula, right? So we are surrounded by seas.
Too many borders, right?
Yeah, so it's not that implausible that you do have illicit cigarettes flowing into Malaysia. But the question is, yes, definitely there could be a better level of enforcement in this country.
And the other thing that JTI has taken aim at, as you mentioned, is vaping. And why they do call this illegal vaping is that technically, I suppose, by their arguments that they've put forward, that 90% of all the vaping products in the country contain nicotine, and anything containing nicotine is therefore needs to be regulated under the Poisons Act of 1952. But there appears to be no action taken by the Health Ministry. So I guess what they've raised here as a result of this study is that there seems to be inconsistent enforcement on the part of the government, because we have seen things like the Health Ministry or the Deputy Health Ministers saying that, okay, we're going to be coming out with a specific Tobacco Control Act to deal with shisha, e-cigarettes, vaping, all of these products. Whereas JTI is saying, hey, you already have this regulation. Why aren't you enforcing that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that this is a kind of corruption as well, because as we look into the various ways money leaks out of the nation, right? This is one of those ways. It is very important to preserve the integrity of the government budget and also not have cigarette companies complain that the business model is being affected, because that's we don't want that as well. We need a very robust business policy in the country as well. So those two things must come together. I think later on, we're also covering monopolistic practices in Malaysia. There's so many ways to skirt the laws in Malaysia.
Better yet, we're actually going to be talking to JTI Malaysia on the Breakfast Grill later today. So we have Cormac O'Rourke, who is the Managing Director of JTI Malaysia, coming on the grill. And this is one of the things we are going to be discussing with him. So be sure to stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.